ಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷಿತಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶಿಲ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಕ್ಷಕ ಸಿದ್ಧಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ. ಸೊ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ವಿ ರೆಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್, ವೇರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೈ, ವೇರ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಯಮರಾಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ, ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ವೆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಅಪಿ ಚೇತ್ ಸುದುರಾಚಾರೋ ಭಜತೆ ಮಾಮ್ ಅನನ್ಯ ಬಾಕ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ವಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ವೈ ಡಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ರಂ ಭವತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಈ ಸೆಟ್ ಭಜತೆ ಭಜತೆ ಮಾಮ್ ಅನನ್ಯ ಬಾಕ್. ಅನನ್ಯ ಬಾಕ್ ಭಜನ್ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೇ ಎಸ್ ಈ ಹಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಪರಿತ್ಯಜ ಮಾಮೇಕಂ ಶರಣಂ ವ್ರಜ. ಸೊ ನೌ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ. ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ರಂ ಭವತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ, ವಿಲ್ ಹಿ ಅಗೇನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ತೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ತೋ ಧರ್ಮ ಹೇ, ತೊ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ರಂ ಭವತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಕಾ ಮತ್ಲಬ್ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೇ, ಜಬ್ ವೋ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕರ್ ರಹಾ ಹೈ ತಬ್ ವೋ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಹೈ ಕಿ ನಹೀ ಹೈ. ತೊ ದೇ ಸೇಡ್ ಅರೆ ಹಮಕೋ ಸಮಜ್ ಮೇ ನಹೀ ಆ ರಹಾ ಹೈ, ಕೋಯಿ ಏಕ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಕೋ ಪಕಡೋ. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್, ಸೊ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್, ದೇ ವರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ಸ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್. ಸೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ದೇ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ವೈ ಡಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ರಂ ಭವತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕರ್ನೆ ಕಾ ಟೈಮ್ ಹಿ ಓ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಹಿ ಏನ ಸುಸುಖಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಾವಗಮಂ ಧರ್ಮ್ಯಂ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರೋ ಧರ್ಮ. ಮತ್ಲಬ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕರ್ನೆ ಕಾ ಟೈಮ್ ಓ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಹೈ ಕಿ ನಹೀ. ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಬೋಲ್ತೆ ಯೇ ಜೋ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ರಂ ಭವತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ವರ್ಸ್ ಹೈ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಅಪಿಚೇತ್ ಸುಧರಾಚಾರೋ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರೆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಜಡ್ಜ್ ದಟ್ ದುರಾಚಾರಿ ಭಕ್ತ. ಸೊ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಸೀಸ್ ಅ ದುರಾಚಾರಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಅರೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕರ್ ರಾಯ ಓ ಟೀಕ್ ಹೋ ಜಾಯೇಗಾ ಓ ಸಾಧು ಹಿ ಹೈ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್. ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರೀಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಡ್ಜಿಂಗ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ. ಈ ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ.
ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೋ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸೀಂಗ್ ದ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಹೌ ಹಸ್ ಹಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್
ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ರಂ ಭವತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೋ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸಿ ಸೀನ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಲ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ ವ್ಯಾನಿಶ್ ಬೈ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೈ ದ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಟ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಜಡ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಡ್ಜ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಡ್ಜಿಂಗ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ರೈಚಿಯಸ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಅನನ್ಯ ಬಾಕ್ ಬಟ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಸರ್ಕಮ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಸಸ್. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಸಾಧುರೇವ ಸಮಂತವ್ಯ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಸಾಧು ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಪೊಸೆಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸೀಸ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ. ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಸಮ್ ಅಬಾಮಿನಬಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಅ ಸಾಧು ಎ ಸೇಂಟ್. One who can think of an exclusive devotee in this way will soon become a dharmatma. This was Bhakti Vinod Thakur's explanation. This is Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj quoting here. However, merely professing that I am an Ananya Bhag won't do. A real Ananyabhag devotee won't say, I am Ananyabhag. He will not say, I am a pure devotee. You should consider me as a sadhu. He will not say like that. His innate feeling will be, I can't be Ananyabhag. That is not a small thing. I have not attained that stage. It is very difficult. Rather, I am going away from it. This is how he will think. So for oneself, one should think. But aise samajhne ke liye, you know, to think about this also, you have to think about it in the proper way. If you think, oh, I am not qualified to be a pure devotee, so I will do mixed devotional service. Aisa sochna nahi chahiye. I am not qualified for performing pure devotional service, but pure devotional service is so exalted that anyone can perform it. On that strength, I am performing pure devotional service. I am endeavoring to perform pure devotional service. Like that, one should think. One should not think, "Arey, pure devotional service is so exalted. I am so fallen. So I will perform mixed devotional service." Aisa nahi. His innate feeling will be, "I can't be an Ananyabhag. That is not a small thing. I have not attained that stage. It is very difficult. Rather, I am going away from it." That will be his feeling. This opposite tendency will come. Natural humility. In this verse from Gita, Krishna is saying that the fact is that one who has accepted me exclusively has no taste in other things. So really he is not Durachar. One who has accepted devotional services, he does not have taste in sinful activities. Therefore, he is not a Durachari. Internally, he is always connected with me and he is indifferent to external life. Whoever has surrendered to me, I have accepted as my own. That's what Krishna says. This means that those that are accepted by him will gradually be purified. And who will be accepted by Krishna? Those who practice pure devotional service. Even though they may possess some impurities within their heart, because Krishna has accepted them, they will be purified. But we are eager, very eager to point out their faults. So Krishna is willing to purify them, but we are very eager to point out their faults. We are quick to judge the case of others. Why should he receive causeless mercy? He has got so many defects. We think like that. This is a very poor attitude, a disqualification. Why should he be accepted or given any chance? We think like that. But for ourselves, we want mercy. For others, we think, "Arey, usko kyun mercy milega?" Aur khud ko, mujhe to milna chahiye na. Don't come to judge. If so, then I have no hope, my Lord. Please grant your grace, then I have some hope. Please be lenient and do not find fault with me. This is our prayer. Jo bhi dosh mujhme aapko dikh raha hai, Bhagawan, kshama kar do aur aapka daya ka patra bana do mujhe. Baki logon ke liye, arey usme itna fault hai, usko kyun mercy milega? But in the same breath we will say, why this man? He is disqualified. Why should he get any grace? Why should he get some mercy or affection? But for me, arey Bhagawan, paper both leniently correct karo. Aankh band karke marks de do mujhe. Padho hi mat, kya hai? Padenge to fail ho jaunga. Like that. This is hypocritical and causes a great deal of difficulty within us. It is suicidal. It is most dangerous for our progress. In my own case, I want something higher. But in the case of others, I can't tolerate the same behavior from the Lord. Generally, this is the basis of Vaishnava Aparad. We think that bhakti will perfectly work on me, purify me completely. But the same bhakti will not work on others and they will eternally remain like that only. If you don't have faith that bhakti will not work on him, why would bhakti work on us? Which means we don't have faith in bhakti. He has been accepted by the Lord and gradually Krishna will purify him. But we continue to give much attention to whatever difficulties are still left in him. Krishna is interested in purifying him. We are interested in criticizing him. The result is that those difficulties will be transferred to us. Unme jo bhi defects hai, by finding them, we will get it. These are the realities of the experience in this line. If we especially mark the faults of another devotee, they will be transferred to us. We will be criticized for the same thing. Once I pointed out to another devotee, senior devotee, some defect in his management style as a service authority, then that devotee for whom I was the service authority, he complained to this devotee about me with the same accusation. I accused him of the same defect, and the one who was under me, he went to him and accused me of the same mistake. And he told the same answer.
He is a common person. See, hearing both sides.
So, it was... And interestingly, what I told him, the senior devotee, he told the same thing to me. Arre, aapne hi bola. Why don't you follow it? I said, yes. So, it comes back. That's what.
We are not aware of Indra said, Nanda Maharaj, how proud he has become. Indra said, not to Nanda Maharaj, because they are, see how proud he has become, Nanda Maharaj. Now, who has become proud?
Yeah.
Sometimes, as I was saying,
yeah,
we speak, but we are not aware that quality.
Yeah, correct. So the devotee was telling, the senior devotee was telling, I did so many things to him to help him. So I told the senior devotee, Puri, just doing is not sufficient. You have to do the right thing and leave the right impression. The person who is receiving your help should understand what you are doing is an act of care. So care does not just mean doing things for the benefit of that person. That person should feel benefit. He should see it as an act of benefit. That is very important.
So when you do good to others, not necessarily that person feels that something may acha kuch kar rahe, no? Not necessary. What do you feel then? Maine kuch acha kiya.
So uske baad jo mera subordinate tha uske liye main actually sach mein bahut kuch kiya tha.
Same.
Par inhone jaake inko report kiya. फिर मैंने उनको ही बोला अरे मैं इनके लिए इतना किया. यू नो व्हाट ही रिप्लाइड, इट इज नॉट जस्ट गुड टू डू द राइट थिंग्स, यू हैव टू डू द राइट थिंग्स एंड लीव द राइट इंप्रेशन. ही टोल्ड द सेम स्टेटमेंट बैक टू हिम. दे अंडरस्टूड. सो इट कम्स फुल सर्कल.
यू शुड
डू द राइट थिंग्स एंड लीव द राइट इंप्रेशन. बोथ आर इंपॉर्टेंट.
means
that the right thing and should, how do you do the right impression? That is, you have cross check.
So which means when you are doing it to please the other person, you have to ensure that he is pleased also.
कैसे करेगा?
पूछना पड़ेगा.
मतलब अभी
तो हाँ बोलेगा ना यार पूछेगा तो.
नहीं.
अच्छे से.
पूछने से नहीं. आप there are many ways. अभी now if you want to know whether Pramila Mataji is pleased or not with whatever you have done, you don't have to ask her. You can understand.
तो straight immediately.
Immediately you can understand. Similarly वही है अभी जिसके साथ वो बॉन्ड है यू कैन इमीडिएटली
वो नहीं बोला आपको उसने जाके उसको
बोला वही मैंने सोचा कि मेरा बॉन्ड है पर वो गलत फहमी था ना
समथिंग नेगेटिव पीपल नॉट से
या बट या
आई नहीं बोलेगा
हां मैं थोड़ा
बॉन्ड बोलेगा इजीली नेगेटिव
बॉन्ड अगर अच्छा है ना नेगेटिव ही रहेगा तो एक्सप्रेस करेगा
करेगा
यू हाउ डिड यू टेल दैट सीनी
मेरा थोड़ा फॉल्ट फाइंडिंग टेंडेंसी था इसलिए बोला मैंने सो ना ऑफ कोर्स आई हैड सम रिलेशनशिप विद हिम सीनियर सो
फाइनली क्या हुआ इसका कंक्लूजन क्या हुआ कि
कंक्लूजन वही था
कि नहीं
कंक्लूजन यही है
क्या
है द रिजल्ट इज दैट दोज डिफिकल्टीज विल बी ट्रांसफर्ड टू अस That is the, I found fault with him. Krishna was purifying him. Those fault was transferred to me, and my own subordinate told like that. The same criticism.
Complaint. How can you? कैसा होगा? Human dealing में तो ये तो होगा ही ना.
नहीं होगा.
It is something very unnatural that. कोई कुछ बोलता ही नहीं है सो एवरीवन कीप्स टू हिमसेल्फ
नहीं 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 कीप्स टू हिमसेल्फ नहीं द पॉइंट इज ही हैड लॉट ऑफ कंप्लेंट्स अगेंस्ट मी दैट वाज रियल
बट यू थॉट दैट यू आर डूइंग वेरी वेल
आई थॉट दैट वाज माय
सो नाउ व्हेन यू लुक बैक व्हाट डिड यू लाइक व्हाट
व्हिच मींस आई वाज इंटरेस्टेड इन हेल्पिंग हिम The way I thought, but I was not interested in understanding what would he consider as help.
So what is the revised one? अभी करना है तो क्या करेंगे?
Revised one मतलब उनको उनका expectations क्या है समझ के उसके हिसाब से करना चाहिए.
तो पहली बार भी you thought
it. पहले बार मैंने सोचा, अभी मैंने प्रयत्न किया वो direction में, उसको समझने का प्रयत्न करके.
तो expectation कैसे पता चलेगा? You ask directly, what do you want? Vimani Pran, what will please you? If, how should I act with you? So, how will you respond?
Depend upon person to person. How कैसे हो सभी क्या पूछेंगे कैसे
very unique. Obviously, someone who some devotees are hesitant to take some favor, no? Sir, मेरे नहीं तो मुझे कुछ नहीं है सब ठीक है. He doesn't want to take any service from his senior.
नहीं वही. That's what.
नहीं बोलेगा.
नहीं वो नहीं बोलेगा बट वी हैव टू सी इफ वी हैव अ रिलेशनशिप वी कैन सी बियॉन्ड दैट नो लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल व्हेन माय मदर इज सर्विंग प्रसादम टू फादर माय फादर विल से इनफ शी विल सर्व वन मोर स्पून बिकॉज शी कैन शी नोस व्हाट इज बियॉन्ड दैट इनफ That enough means one more spoon.
So you will not get irritated
because they understand that language because that relationship is there. So if we are
but that same enough will be not same for
another person.
Oh, irritated! अरे बोला ना
enough बोला है.
So
now that is the most important thing. You know, you should. I mean, if we are interested in establishing a relationship, then we have to invest in it.
And this is the nature, the emotion of the person.
Gauranga Prabhu asked Maharaj. Maharaj, in our management, we have to be very heavy and get the work done. So how do we do that?
Mm.
So he said, there is no problem. You have to get your work done. But before you... put the task on that person, you should ask yourself, do you love this person? And most of the time, you know. If you love this person, then you can put that person to task.
अगर वो क्राइटेरिया है तो किसी को भी आप टास्क में ही नहीं लगा सकते.
फादर एंड मदर दे लव देयर चिल्ड्रन, सो वो स्पॉन्टेनियसली आते कनेक्शन. बिकॉज़ देयर इज लव इन एनी अदर रिलेशनशिप, लव मे बी देयर. आई मीन नाउ सपोज अदर चिल्ड्रन, ये हमारे स्कूल के बच्चे हैं, we are not parents.
No, I'm just telling. I mean, it may be there. I'm not telling. It's not a blanket statement. But general, I'm telling. If the criteria is that only that person whom you love, you can put him to task. Yeah. That's like a big criteria for the leaders, actually.
Yeah, at least he sensitizes me. You may not have love, but at least
concern.
You become sort of like how Maharaj told us, no? Marriage works. Whenever you are looking out for a match for a girl, ask yourself, if she was your daughter, would you offer this boy to him? It's a very big thing. Because in our service, we want to get the results. Convince, thoda preach karo, usko bhi preach karo, isko bhi preach karo. Yaar, why are you saying no? This, everything is okay, perfect, rat, rat, rat. But one question. If she was your daughter,
would you?
A profound question is, will you? And that time, you ask your daughter, there's a silence. The silence. Nahi kare. Kyun? Ab mera beti hai toh main kare. Kyun? Then why others daughter you think that?
वो मुश्किल है एक्चुअली. Yeah. Okay. So if we especially mark the faults of another devotee, they will be transferred to us. It happens. From our own experience and also from the Shastra, we have seen this. The greatest enemy to our progress is Vaishnava Aparad, especially for a beginner on the journey in this domain. Apa Aradhana. Aradhana means to worship, to revere, to serve. And apa means that which is not up to standard. Vaishnava aparad has been said to be most dangerous. So
that is aparadha.
Apa aradhana, the opposite of.
Imagine aparadha, any service you are not
disservice
up to that standard, it's an aparadha.
Yeah. If a Vaishnava is serving Krishna and we find fault with him, our level of purity will go down. Generally, a Vaishnava will always think, I can't serve perfectly. There are so many defects in my service. Even Radharani says, I can't serve Krishna properly, but she is serving to the highest degree. In the lower position, if there is some clash, that is Vaishnava Aparad. That is greater than any Aparad directly made to Krishna. Because the Vaishnava is serving him properly with earnestness and I am abusing him. Thereby I am committing suicide. To stand against the Vaishnava is to stand against one's own vital interests.
So how do you reconcile that? Suppose if you are hurt by one Vaishnava's behavior. Now you cannot forget, you cannot forgive. And now if you are doing aparad, just giving a negative thought itself is an aparad. So like theoretically you may say, nahi yaar, kuch nahi, be neutral. But nahi hai, kabhi bhi opportunity mila to bahar aa jate. And opportunity milega, you may not be. And Krishna is so tricky, he will get someone to you and that person will also support what you are thinking. So that just will, I guess, this confirms. They give you Buddha, and I also think the same. So yeah, na, confirm again.
Yeah. Yes, you are right. Actually.
Yes, after.
Yeah.
Because you or Krishna sends वही आदमी को भेजते हैं. Of course, some person you also may glorify, and of course it may not be very pleasant to you because you are negative. But you will not say anything. Obviously, you have to behave very polite, na, अच्छा है. But कोई दूसरा आके कुछ बोलेगा तो there is to you have to be really controlled to not to speak anything. नहीं बोलना चाहिए.
Yeah.
And this is specifically it's a hope that Krishna will send some more people to enhance your, you know, and you want them.
Yeah. True. Yeah. That is greater than any apradha directly made to Krishna, because the Vaishnava is serving him properly with earnestness and I am abusing him. Thereby I am committing suicide. To stand against the Vaishnava is to stand against one's own vital interests. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the Mahabhagavatas do not care for any offenses made against them. But the foot dust of the Mahabhagavatas cannot tolerate the dishonor of their master. This is from Madhurya Kadambini.
The master doesn't...
ग्रेट डिवोटी में से आ रहे मैम, मुझे कुछ ऑफेंस नहीं है, कुछ टेंशन मत लो. बट स्टिल इफ यू से एनीवे उन्होंने तो ऑफेंस नहीं लिया तो व्हाई शुड आई एंडेवर टू प्लीज हिम इफ वन थिंग्स लाइक दैट. द फुट डस्ट ऑफ द वैष्णवा विल नॉट टॉलरेट दैट ऑफेंस. द वैष्णवा बिकॉज ऑफ हिज नेचुरल टॉलरेंस ही मे इमीडिएटली नॉट टेक
ऑफेंस. ही इज नॉट हर्ट एट ऑल.
He may not be hurt.
But somebody else noticed that, you know, somebody else's behavior.
Someone else, the foot dust of that Vaishnava will not tolerate that criticism of that Vaishnava.
What is it? Foot dust will not tolerate.
Which means Krishna will not tolerate.
Why is it foot dust of Vaishnava?
Even the foot dust of a Vaishnava is so potent that it can give you the result of your offense.
Shyamanand Prabhu said na about, he noticed one place, I don't know, in the US only then, he saw another senior Vaishnava. He used to minimize Maharaj's presence. And it was very obvious. But Maharaj was reacting in a very different way. So Shyamanand Prabhu went and asked Maharaj, you know it, you know, this is not fair. But so, how is that, you know, you... So, he said, see, his way of paying me is, he is paying with what coins he has.
I don't pay with the same coins.
Yeah, I don't pay back with the same coins. My way of paying is this. So, now, Shyamanand Prabhu noticed that, unke nazar se toh ye toh apradh hai. Lekin, for him it is not an apradh. But still it is an apradh.
Yeah.
You said it is apradh.
Yeah.
But you learn from that how you should be. You should not be reacting the same way that...
Correct. The next theme that he discusses is physician cure thyself.
Physician cure thyself.
Generally, one must be very careful not to make any remarks about the practices and activities of another Vaishnava. It is only acceptable when one is empowered by the Supreme Lord, as in the case of disciples. The Guru can find fault with the disciples. That is okay.
But we should not find.
To correct his disciples, the sympathetic guardian can make their defects, can mark their defects and help them to remove them.
But in our ISKCON setup, I don't think it's very practical and possible. If someone is saying somewhere, disciples are somewhere, and he doesn't also see the practices day to day, what we are going through.
That is why we can. We come together, study about proper practices, and we try to practice. Otherwise, if you have
Guru can speak through anyone.
Guru can speak through anyone, but the other one should not think that I am the one empowered by the Guru to point out.
He should not think. But he should think that.
On an equal level, you can have that kind of friendship, or you find a trustworthy senior Vaishnava, you hand over that responsibility to him if he is willing to take.
Oh, acha. Aisa hota hai kya? You go and say, you have the full right to tell me anything.
Aisa hota hai.
Now this person is my responsibility.
That senior Vaishnava also should be also ready to take.
Ready. Take responsibility, matlab. If you find any fault, if you find I am not doing something right, please point out to me. Don't criticize, don't be hungry to find the fault in others. But if someone finds fault in you, then you may consult a higher authority, a more senior Vaishnava. There have been some complaints against me. Whether or not they are valid, I don't know. Please, can you help me to understand my defects?
Who is saying this?
So, if someone has criticized you, that you are like this, you are like this, you are like this, go to another higher authority and tell him, these are the complaints against me. So, you tell me if I have this, tell me how I can correct.
So, when we receive complaints, obviously we don't accept it.
We say,
नहीं
है, ऑफ़ कोर्स नहीं,
दिस इज़ ऑल फ़ॉल्स,
फ़ॉल्स, एलिगेशंस,
कुछ कहाँ से इसको सुना, कहाँ से सुना है ऐसे, कहाँ देखा, वेयर डिड आई डू लाइक दिस, सो देन यू गो टू सीनियर
वेस्टर्न,
एंड सीनियर वेस्टर्न व्हाटएवर ही से यू हैव टू एक्सेप्ट,
प्रोवाइडेड दैट ट्रस्टवर्दी रिलेशनशिप इफ इट इज देयर, दैट इज व्हाई यू आर गोइंग एंड आस्किंग हिम. Such an inquiry has no envy, no spirit of competition, that I am good and he is bad. It is devoid of mischievous motives underground. Only it must be endowed with pariprashna, honest inquiry. Otherwise, I shall have to suffer. Physician, cure thyself before you attempt to cure others. Make sure you don't have that defect before you go and correct others. This is your primary duty. Then you will really be able to offer others a cure all. In conclusion, my advice is that you should try to be submissive to Vaishnava devotees. Submissiveness to them will promote your spiritual merit. We shall also pray to the Supreme Lord for such an attitude. O Lord, my bad temperament stands in the way of my association with the devotees. Please remove it. Association with the devotees of the Lord is a primary necessity. It vastly improves our position with the Supreme if we always remain in prayer. So if we are prayerful, and if we are in the association of devotees, it will enhance our position. Vastly enhances our position. O my Lord, this bad temperament in me, this inconsiderate thinking and feeling, sentiments concerning the outer world, this is disturbing my association with the higher Vaishnava devotees. We have to try to find the good in others. That will help us. Otherwise, we will be in great difficulty. This is not theoretical. These are all practical things.
So, to find good in others, how will you have a practical application? So that means we have sessions where we just talk about good in others. It's a Avatar Kapoor session. Then see, you read again what is he saying?
We have to try to find the good in others that will help us. Otherwise, there will be great difficulty. This is not theoretical. These are all practical things.
Yeah, if you don't find good in others, you'll find bad.
Yeah, but we should understand that by finding bad in that person, I am digging my own grave. So for my own benefit, let me try to find something good in that person. That we should try to do.
So when something bad comes in front of you,
you say, this is coming to dig my own grave. I don't do it, but
you have to search for that time, you immediately search for what is good.
Yeah. I have heard about is it Mukunda Prabhu? Krishnachandra Prabhu's son-in-law. Many years back I heard about him. That the moment he hears someone criticizing someone, he will immediately walk out of that place. Just like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. You will not hear. How many years back I heard this actually?
This is a very common knowledge. If you're hearing criticism, you should not stand there. What is the most serious, you know? One is you have to try to
cut his tongue.
First is you defeat him by your own argument. If you can't, then you
cut his tongue.
Then you may walk away. Cut his tongue is very serious.
That is serious.
But then, to emphasize that how serious is hearing, not speaking, hearing. Hearing is such a serious thing.
You should commit
cut his tongue so that others should not hear.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything. No comments on this.
Everything is right, what you are saying. The third thing is that
you
should commit suicide. That is then my last.
Then you can do.
If you can't do anything, you should commit suicide.
So devotee is there,
okay. So this brings us to the end of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj's commentary. So now, to summarize whatever we have read, we will summarize it through Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sahita course, Upadeshamrit Bhasha. Shuddha Krishna Bhakta Tahar Swabhavika Dosh Aratahara Deha Dosh Nakariha Rosh. Although natural faults may be found in a pure devotee of Krishna, one must never become disturbed at the bodily defect found within him. Prakrita darshane dosha yadi drishtahai, darshane te aparada janibe nishchay. If one sees such faults with material vision, know that such a vision is certainly offensive. Hina adhikari hai mahatera dosha, siddha bhakte hina gyane napare santosha. If one having insufficient qualifications and knowledge sees the fault of a great devotee who has attained perfection, then one can never become happy and peaceful. Brahmadrava gangodaka pravahe jakhan, budbuda fena pankaj, budbuda fena pankaj alera milan. The waters of the sacred Ganga are always considered to be divine, although bubbles, foam and mud may be found within it. Anyajala gangala behe heya kabunai, the Tadrupa Bhaktera Mala Kabuna Hiraya. When any other water is mixed with the Ganga, it is still never considered to be impure. Similarly, the so-called faults found in a pure devotee will not remain in him. Sadhu Dosha Drishtaye Krishna Agnataji Garve Bhakta Brashta Haya Mare Adomaji. Those that see faults in a sadhu reject the instructions of Shri Krishna. Due to pride, their devotion becomes incinerated and at the time of death they fall down. Okay, that brings us to the end.
Done.
Summary.
So, very this I think if this is practiced, devotees can have good relationship. No? So, this has to be, as you said, this has to be constantly spoken. But people get tired of hearing, if you say, we don't criticize devotees. Sometimes you hear so often that you become, see there. But it's serious, that's why again and again it's coming.
Yeah.
So, criticizing devotees, criticize becomes so natural, it becomes. Because who else we are? We are associating only with devotees. Bahar wale se rega to baat alag hai. But the tendency is there. So, bahar wala koi non devotee nahi hai. Tendency hai criticize karne ka. So, devotees hi aate. At least, कोई मायावादी होता तो जाके उसको क्रिटिसाइज कर देता, एटलीस्ट प्यूरिफाई हो जाएगा, मायावादी को क्रिटिसाइज करेगा जाके.
या इट्स डिफिकल्ट.
इंसान इज कंप्लीटली
इन ब्लिस.
अलूफ. ओके, क्या बोल रहे हो सर? मेरे को समझ में नहीं आ रहा है क्या बोल रहे हैं.
ऑब्वियसली ही इज अलूफ.
ऑब्वियसली
ही इज निद्रा लोक.
व्हाट आर यू टॉकिंग? व्हाट इज दिस क्रिटिसिज्म? एंड Criticism.
Okay, so tomorrow we will start the 7th verse.